6:30, I'm going to call to order the December 21st, 2015 Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting. I'll start with introductions. Could start with Mr. Daly.
Michael Daly, Treasurer.
Laurie Hadley, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential Committee.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential Committee.
Charlie Eager, Court.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? Be on. Is the light on, the green light?
Cynthia Gardner. There we go. Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. Ms. Parks, on October 22nd, 2015, you received a letter from Fire Commissioner Ronald Mycock informing you of his resignation. Since that date, the Prudential Committee has held three separate meetings, and I'd like to know why it wasn't discussed at your meeting. I'd like to know how you informed your fellow committee members and how the fire commissioners were informed.
Any other comment?
Well, I would like an answer to my email that I sent you, and because you did inform me that you discussed it, and I'd just like to know when.
It's on the agenda for discussion later, so we'll take care of it then. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Any other public comment? Mr. Grissetti?
I would like to respectfully request that the committee fill the board vacancy and that they consider Cindy Gardner as a interim appointment. I think she's a hard worker, well-educated, and has a handle on the issues facing the fire commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment? Public comment's closed. I'm going to go slightly out of order. I received hopefully you all noticed the swag that's on the front of the building, the Boy Scouts. Made that, and I received a letter from them that's signed by all the Boy Scouts, and it says, we just wanted to write a note of thanks for allowing the Boy Scout Troop 52 the opportunity to use Freedom Hall for our meetings. Your support and that of the Prudential Committee is invaluable to us, and we appreciate the time, effort, and expense it must take to maintain the hall. It is a special historic building, and we do our best to respect that at all times. For 3 years now, Troop 52 has held a holiday fundraiser, which is somewhat unique. Unlike other units that purchase pre-made wreaths and resell them for profit, we came up with the idea of making them ourselves for 3 years now. On a Friday night in late November, the basement of Freedom Hall is transformed into something that rivals Santa's workshop. We cut our own greens, hand-tie ribbons, and the scouts assemble them into scout-made swags. We spread out a tarp to avoid a mess, and we also serve pizza. The workshop is in full swing for 2 hours, and this year we made 60 swags, which we offer for sale at the post office in a local store. We wanted to recognize your faithful support by donating one of the very best swags to you and other hall, which we hope you will enjoy this holiday season. Thank you again for the consistent kindness both you and the committee show towards Troop 52. We truly are grateful for your help. So that was very nice. Mr. Daly, the federal grant loan program, you said you were going to have a meeting about that?
Yeah, we did today, as a matter of fact, Madam Chairman. We have finalized the applications going to be for the tanks project, the $200,000 security project. I think it was actually funded in 2011, has never gone forward, and the easement from the land trust for the water restriction. Total of $2,525,000. We qualify for 45% of that as a grant under the provisions of the program based on our demographics. The perhaps maybe I can best explain. I have a cold. Perhaps I'll just send you an email, but nothing has changed much. Everything we have sort of anticipated is in go mode. It'll be a couple of weeks before the application is provided preliminarily, and it's probably a 90 to 120 day waiting period for approval. And that's pretty much the gist of it.
Good question. So just to clarify, Mike, at a 2.5, we're getting roughly 800 for...
No, if I had finished, I would have said that their feeling is that the funding the feds are doing right now, they're going through a federal budget cycle. They don't know exactly what was in what was passed in the last 10 days. They are on a track of figuring out what's available. It's a competitive program. There's $12 to $14 million for Massachusetts. We're asking for 2.5 of that 14. The regional office is advocating for a project. Amherst office will decide. So it moves to a higher god in the chain of urban development once we get through this process, which is a 4 to 5 month process.
How much?
Four to five months, excuse me. So the application is pending. When we file it, we won't send you a copy because it'll probably contain about 600 pages.
Thank you.
And the engineering firm is leading that. And as of today, we pretty much all have our little list to check off and items to acquire and assemble. But it's all good news. Warning not to do anything until approved is very loud. That's what they say. The tanks already have been bid and contracted for. It's been getting strung along to avoid any transactions. The contract will need to be amended because it wasn't bid using proper federal language. It's a $0 change order to add the feds' language, so it shouldn't be a problem. But it's part of this 90-120-day window process we go through to get approved. Once it's approved, we'll work out the cash transactions later on. It sounds like we'll be able to go ahead and do some initial funding. And then once everything's done, we'll get our initial funding paid off, and then we'll continue to receive payments from them to tie out the end of the project. But the realistic end of the expectation he gave to us today was we qualify for 45, we should probably anticipate 20. So we're talking over $500,000 of free money to the Kootenai Fire District from the United States of America at a minimum, and as much as $1,130,140. If we do everything by the book and follow their rules, they will give us free money. And that's the tack we're going to continue to take. It's very meaningful.
Yep.
Very meaningful.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we can't do anything about reimbursing the land trust.
I had told them 90 days.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned, that was good guidance.
Okay.
We can do anything. We can go get the money and take it out of the application and just pay for it. But I don't think we want to do that. But there are tracks we can take, given a little bit more time and a little bit more understanding. The bank was unable to be there today, so he still needs to get caught up, and we need to have a conversation. But the 90-day window that I had expressed the last time you met was about 3 weeks ago is still a good window.
Okay.
If they take their note in December, January, February, March, we should be hopefully tracking along something more favorable than the 90 days, but there's no guarantees.
Okay.
And if we walk away, we can walk away. Also, this is a 40-year loan, which we can't get in the conventional market, which helps lower the annual cost. And we can prepay it, which normally there's penalties in GL. So there's a lot of goodness to this that we need to try to pursue.
Okay, thank you. Policy Advisory Committee, Mrs. Hadley.
Are you skipping the next one?
Oh, sorry.
Financial report. I don't have anything with me, but you did get a copy of everything that we
right.
submitted to the Treasurer last month for the annual statement, and if there were any questions or if you have any concerns, we can follow up with you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had some problem with my computer, and I lost about 2 or 3 weeks of emails, and one of them was yours. One or two of them was yours. Would you be kind enough just to resend them to me, the ones you've sent in the past 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, would you just send me an email, and
okay.
I'll just remind me to send you the one that I sent. It was a copy of what I – it was the email that went to Charlie with all the statements for my part of the book. So, yeah.
Thank you.
I won't remember it tonight, but send me an email or remind me. I'll
do it.
Okay. That ends my
thanks. Day. Now, Mrs. Hadley.
Okay. The Policy Advisory Committee has had, I believe, 2 meetings. I haven't typed up the minutes from the last one yet. I did ask to start out the last meeting by pointing out to them that what they had been discussing is quite a bit off track from what we had asked them to look at. And Mr. Schaefer seems intent on educating the voters of the Cotuit Fire District rather than looking into the structure of the government. He had asked that Rich Bowden be there. Both Rich and I expressed the opinion that we have tried many, many things over the last many, many years to get the attention of the voters, to make them realize that this is money coming out of their pockets. They ought to pay attention to what we're doing. And it's not been very successful. I did tell them that I had spoken to a group of women at the library, the Friends of the Library. Every single one of them was very interested to hear about the fire district, and several of them said, I'll be sure to be at the annual district meeting. I didn't see any of them here. And they all understood that was where we raised the money that would come out of their pockets. So, as far as I'm concerned, there's not much point in going any further. We did discuss the booklet that Mimi had and the bylaw committee had talked about last year, and it was suggested that perhaps because we can't find anybody that wants to fund printing it and distributing it through the mail, that we put it on the website and perhaps have some copies made that could be distributed through the library, the church, whatever. And that's where we stand. If you want me to continue trying to get them to look at the structure of the district, we'll let Mr. Schaefer know and he can call another meeting. But right now I don't see the point.
Well, I'd like to see another meeting. I think, you know, we had a couple of questions. One, you know, dissolving the fire commissioners, which other districts have done, and going to a 5-person prudential committee, and also looking at the water rates, which are
incredibly low.
Yes, absolutely, incredibly low. Mr. Mycock's resignation. I believe I didn't get his letter until the 1st of November. I went to the November meeting of the fire commissioners, and they voted not to ask for a third person to be appointed to their board. And I think this board should respect that. They seem to feel that they can work well enough together. The Prudential Committee has the responsibility of appointing someone, but doesn't say that we have to. The bylaws do not say that we have to appoint someone, that we're required to appoint someone. If the Board of Fire, 2 people on the Fire Commissioners wish to not have a third person appointed, I think that's fine. And considering that the last appointment that this board made was generated an open meeting law request or a violation, complaint, whatever. I don't want to go back on that track, and I don't think that, after our last experience, we can just take one person who volunteers without going out and beating the woods and trying to find someone else. And I quite honestly don't have time to do that, and I don't think it's necessary, and I don't think it's respectful of the decision made by the fire commissioners. So any other comments on that point?
No.
No? Okay. The painting for the interior of this room, all the green and any other green paint is going to start Monday the 28th. And that should be done by the first week in January. I've contacted the budget blinds about our window shades. Uh-huh. So he's going to... those are going to be on order. I've had three quotes for maintenance work on the HVA system. One is $800 for a year, and that is GH Consulting, or GH Plumbing, that put in the system. Another was South Shore, and that was $831, I believe, and Franey Mechanical, which was $400. But I don't think the Franey bid included the two air conditioning units, but I still think that it would be less than the other two. So once I get the full number from Franey, I would like permission of the board, if that's, you know, comes in lower, to go ahead and contract with Mr. Franey to do the maintenance for the HVAC system for Freedom Hall.
I've always felt very comfortable hiring people who live in Kootuat to do the work in Kootuat, and particularly if it's the low bid.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Okay, great. And any progress on disposing of that extra furnace we have in
no,
the basement?
I think it's just been too warm and in the holiday season, but I will get on it and we'll make it happen. Okay. If we don't get any bids, then I'll follow your the path you've taken about declaring it excess. I have those emails.
Yeah.
Just the last 2 weeks that I lost.
So, so Mrs. Hadley made a correction to the minutes of the November 27th meeting. The date had said December rather than November, so she corrected that. Any corrections for the minutes from the November 16th meeting?
None.
Could I have a motion to accept the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes of November 16th and November 27th.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Is there anything else the committee would like to bring forward? Motion. Can it wait till after we adjourn?
No.
Yeah. Sir, can I have a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So moved.